Good Morning New Hampshire, powered by Sig Sauer. Now, back to Jack Heath on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Delighted to bring back one of our next guests, regular partner, sponsor, and leader, one of our great public health leaders out there, and he's the president and CEO of Granite Recovery Centers, Eric Ekberg. And you know, Eric, I hope you, first of all, I hope you've been well. Thanks for being back with us live. Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me. Yes, I have been well. I hope the same for you.
Yes, thanks. You know, a lot of fun sports on the weekend this time of year, as you know. You know, whether it's March Madness or one of the great NCAA hockey games or golf tournament, but yep. You're probably wondering, or, you know, first baseball games, you're probably wondering where yep. I'm going with this, but I say in the show a lot, but I'm always seeing these ads on the show, and I don't care about, I mean, I'm a pro-market person, but billions and billions and billions of dollars from the pharmaceutical companies about this pill that will do this, this pill that will do that. It's always people dancing around with the blonde lab jumping in, chasing the tennis ball or a kayak, and they're all partying. And then of course, the side effects. This pill can cause suicide, stroke, heart attack, whatever, on some of the disclaimers. And I get it to a point, but I'm always amazed that we dance around the edges. You don't. Your folks do it every day, so I want an update on mental health. We know we did our town hall, anxiety, depression, suicide. And, Eric, I wouldn't be truthful if I didn't tell you, just this weekend I was with someone, and they said, oh, that's so sad. And I said, what? And they go, you know, one of the younger folks in our life, a friend of a friend kind of thing, young woman, barely 30 years old, took her life, you know, from the New Hampshire area originally, not living here now, but, you know, obviously battling a lot. And sometimes we don't know. But it is, yeah. It is like the number one health threat to young people and people of all ages. And sadly, addiction accompanies it because sometimes people medicate to escape. So this is number one. It should be number one. I'm not president of the United States. If I was, I'd make it number one. What's the latest updates? How are you? Tell us what's going on with you and your team. Remind us of locations. I'm going to let you run with this.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Jack. And I greatly appreciate trying to keep this thing on the front page because it doesn't. The way our culture is, our society, everything just, you know, the internet, the speed of news, fentanyl continues to be the number one killer of Americans ages 18 to 45. Why isn't that on the front page every single day? The number of suicides, the number of young people struggling, and there's just so many causes and what's going on in the world that's creating the anxiety. And you're right. We get these advertisements all weekend long, all during prime time. You know, just take this pill. Fixes everything. Yeah, well, it's not that simple. And unfortunately, we saw what happened with OxyContin in the late 90s. Oh, just take this quick pill for your pain. And we created an opioid epidemic that, mm-hmm. that is unmatched,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And now we're trying to figure it all out. So we continue to fight the battle. We open up our primary mental health residential program in Canterbury. Good news, you know, we had the capacity and we're able to help more people. Bad news, we don't have enough beds because we're running almost at capacity every single day.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Wow.
So we're looking to expand there if we can. In Derry, where we've had a traditional residential program, mm-hmm. went to the state about 4 months ago, said, you know what, we don't have enough Medicaid beds for detox in the state, so we converted some of our residential beds to detox. Right out of the gate, we're almost full. You know, there's just not enough treatment to go around. We're trying to do our part. I think we do a nice job, but we got to do more. Everybody.
You know, Eric, I'm wondering when you mention your Canterbury location and that demand tells me everything I need to know or a lot of it. You know, when you were talking, Eric Ekberg, president, CEO of Granite Recovery Centers, and he can tell you again locations and best way to contact them near the end here. But we have plenty of time right now. This is very important. I don't want to rush this. But, Eric, you know, I was thinking when you were given some of your sharing your expertise, I think what, because when you said a line that, you know, a pill doesn't always, you know, get to the bottom of things, and you mentioned the addiction of the opioid stuff. You know what I think it is? There's so much money that can be made in the marketing and the sales of some of these prescription medications for just about anything. You know, weight loss, diabetes, stroke, I mean, whatever. So
yep.
I think because a pill doesn't get to the bottom of what is causing the depression, the addiction, the anxiety, whatever it may be, and it takes human beings and experts like you have and care centers and beds and rooms, and it's just not as simple of a fix and not as simple of a way to make billions and billions and billions of dollars by just marketing a pharmaceutical. I don't know if that is part of it, but I know you have a shortage of workers, beds, so maybe comment on that.
Yeah, 100%, Jack. And, you know, there are good medications out there, right? Some of us need them to get by, and the chemistry in some folks needs that medication to help with anxiety or mild depression, et cetera. But yeah, there's more to it. There's especially with addiction, you need to learn to live life without those substances that created so much havoc in your lives. And it takes time. You know, people don't become alcoholics and drug addicts overnight. Most people started, you know, in their mid, late teens, and it took a long time to create the chaos that it created. And guess what? It's going to take a fair amount of time to right the ship. And maybe Medicaid-assisted treatment is the right path, but it's also about treatment, learning to deal with all those negative stimulus that are coming at us every day, and how to cope, quite frankly, without those narcotics. So that's what we do in our treatment facilities, is helping people learn to live life, quite frankly, on life's terms without all those substances.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and I think there's a combination of things. In our town hall, you said this well, Eric. We need to focus on recruitment to people in the healthcare industry to support these roles, facilities, because that's the problem. When you and I would hear for years, and unfortunately it may still be going on, I don't know, but you certainly have been a huge solution in our region. But when someone's having a mental health episode or a loved one, sometimes their only recourse is to go to that local emergency hospital room that's not equipped, doesn't have a clinician on staff to treat that. So a lot of times a person's held in a room under observation, and sometimes it could be days or hours to find a location to go to. And so it takes a number of pieces, and then it takes a long time. Sometimes your residence could be days, weeks, or months, correct?
Yes. It's a dilemma. Our biggest problem is staffing, without a question. Nursing, clinicians, there just isn't enough. Not enough of them are going to school to get the credentials to do that work. So we're working with community colleges to do internships to get people in the door. We need more help. We need more staff. We've always done really well in operations with people that have gone through treatment in recovery themselves. I would venture to guess within Granite Recovery Centers, and this is true at a lot of substance abuse treatment providers, we do really well in operations because people that are in recovery want to give back, say, hey, let me do that work. Somebody help me. Quite frankly, that's myself. You know, I changed careers 20 years ago to get into this field because people had helped me out, and I wanted to give back. So we do well there, but nursing, medical, clinicians, we still got a ways to go.
What your Canterbury location, again, just opened, and you're already almost at capacity. That tells me a lot, because Canterbury is a sort of a central location, not a major city. That tells me the demand outweighs the supply, correct?
Yes. The problem is we only have 20 beds for residential there. And the thought there was, within mental health, primary diagnosis, you know, it was one extreme or the other. You know, you have a crisis, and you just said it, Jack. You end up in the ER. You end up at, New Hampshire Hospital for an inpatient stay. You do well for, you know, 5 days, 10 days. They say, okay, now go to outpatient, go back to your community. We said we need that residential programming, a little more time, a little more monitoring of medications, which is what we do on the substance use disorder side. It didn't exist for mental health. So we created this, so it's residential. So people come at that level of care for 15 days, 25 days. It's just more time to get well, and then it's outpatient, and then it's perhaps an intensive outpatient program. So we've met a niche, but, you said it. We're at capacity, so we got to find a way to generate more beds.
And you work in partnership and collaboration with a lot of people, but I worry about the veterans community because that's a silent, group there that is so important. But also the state, even the state of New Hampshire, gets the capacity real quickly, right?
Everywhere. It just isn't enough space, enough beds. And the vet, we have up at our flagship location, Green Mountain Treatment Center up in Effingham, we have a veterans program called Rally Point Recovery, almost full up there today, Jack. Proud to say that because we want to do our part for those that serve and they need help.
So
we welcome them every day.
All right. Eric Ekberg, Granite Recovery Centers. Well, take a moment, slowly, please. Locations, services, and best way to contact or learn more.
Sure. All throughout the state. We also have a location in Portland, Maine, but Effingham, Salem, Derry, Canterbury, GraniteRecoveryCenters.com. Best way to find us, 800 number. You'll be connected to an admission specialist that can point you in the right direction.
Eric, thank you. We'll get you in here again real soon in the next week or two. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Jack.